Lucy, I'm home.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Having a Ball podcast. I am your host, Erica.
And I'm Ziva.
And today is really a fun episode because we have from the our Technicolor Life travel blog, right? And also who travels around with the not so long trailer, Carrie. Is it Ketterman?
Yes, it is indeed. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you. Of course. I'm loving that we're doing this with video because this has to be with video.
Looking at you.
I am loving this.
Were you doing something today or are you just always dressed up like Lucille Ball?
Pretty much it's an everyday thing. I can't tell you the amount of times I get asked, are you on a show or where are you going? And it's like, this is... I don't know, this is Thursday, I guess.
it's just me. Great.
Now, like Lucille Ball, are you a natural redhead or not so much? Oh, you are.
Redhead. Both of my mom and dad were redheads, especially my dad.
So no henna, no henna rinse. No henna rinse.
A little henna touch up here and there.
Yeah. I love it. So behind you, is that your trailer? That looks like a house.
So you're in part of our tea room right now.
Okay, I was like, that's got to be a house. That can't be a that's your trailer or your house?
No, this is our house. So we have a little tea room out of our historic home. So this is the dining room portion. I move our furniture around. We are in hocus pocus mode. So when I'm not being my favorite redhead, I double as Winifred. And this is... hocus pocus tea room world right now.
I love the world in which you live. Now I've seen some
just
of your
come live there.
Just let me just watch you. Now I see in some of the photos you have stairs that resemble kind of the country house they had in I Love Lucy, right? Now was that chosen with that in mind or just
did
happened?
You pick the house for that?
You know, I wish I could say I did. That was okay.
It was meant to be.
I need to try and bring a horse down there just to like feel it out. Like she gets the racehorse.
Yeah.
Just let a bunch of chicks up go wild.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. So of course we have to start with how in the world did this start? And when I say this, there's a lot, right? I mean, what does this mean? Just
in the nicest way possible. Like, yeah, we're not judging. We love it.
We could talk all day. I'm just saying, you're living out a lot of our fantasies. Now, how did your love of Lucy, let's start there. Where did that come from? Or how did that start?
Well, I would go over to my grandmother's house and she had a stack of like old VHS Lucy tapes. And I would kind of be sent like on my own to go play or whatever. And I found these collection of tapes and I was like, what is this? This looks magical, and was hooked. I watched them all over and over again. She was like, oh, you really like these? Well, here's some more. And I started like watching everything that I could get my hands on. And then it kept going. Like even in high school, I would dress up for Lucy, like for Halloween. And God love them. Some of my friends had no idea who she was. I was like, we need to talk. This is ridiculous. How do you not know who Lucille Ball is?
Oh, you sound like me.
Let me school you.
That's really amazing because I think most of us have that same story where you discover it and then you're hooked and you can't really explain what it is. You just have to feel it, I think.
Yes. Just the magic that she had and test of her comedy. It's still funny. So 70 years later, I mean, she was brilliant.
Yes.
I don't know that I mentioned this on air like ever, but so I don't know if you know this. But my name is Luciana. So I go by, I went by Lucy for a lot of my life. But before I even watched the videos, and I don't think I mentioned this to you, Erica, people used to tell me that I was going to be the next Lucy because of my face.
What does your face do?
I'm very expressive.
Okay.
And I can't, everything comes across on my face. Yeah, so like, even if I don't want to say something, I'm just like,
it's all over your face. Yeah,
it's all there. I don't have to say a word and people know. And I was always like, is that a compliment? But then you see those memes of like, you know, Lucy before there were emojis, and she's just got
she every was single the original one. Emoji. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I never lived up to her, but
I would take that as a huge compliment.
Oh, yeah. I was like, okay.
Because you've probably have spent quite some time practicing the faces, the looks. I mean, this is like very Jim Carrey, rubber face, being able to do anything with your face. And even that alone is, you know, a talent.
I've been working on my
yeah, there you go. Yes. The spider commercial.
Yes.
Yeah. Those, that's, by the way, that we have had such a hard time coming across that.
I can't find it.
That commercial.
You know where to find
because
it.
Because we have, you know, the CDs of My Favorite Husband, and they have every Jell-O commercial you can think of, except that one. I think it's purposely been, you know, redacted or something, but I can't find the spider one. So if Carrie, if you can please help us out, that would be great.
Oh, I'm going to be on the lookout now.
Yeah. If you find it, let us know. Cause we looked.
So with the movie, obviously the long, long trailer is what your life is inspired by and your travel is inspired by. When did you watch the movie and how did you decide this is what I'm going to do?
Well, that was another kind of happy accident. So after tearing through every episode of I Love Lucy that I could find, then I stumbled upon the long, long trailer one night back in the day at Blockbuster. Is this?
By the way, Blockbuster is a
for those who don't know,
former video rental store.
Okay, go ahead. Went on Friday nights.
Explain that now, too.
Oh. Yes, you do. I feel like I'm the cutoff.
Yeah.
Because after me, because I'm 26, almost 27. After me, a lot of people haven't been to one.
Well, she explained like, VHSs no, but earlier. I grew up on VHSs, and so I have to explain VHSs and Blockbuster. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, go on.
Continue. So you found it at Blockbuster.
Found that Blockbuster, loved it, and was just so enthralled of that making a home and taking it with you. And I loved the way she wanted to decorate, and I mean, coming up with ways to store her rocks and the jams and all that. I'm just fascinated by having my own little home on the road. Fast forward to a few years ago, my husband was like, "Hey, we used to camp a lot when I was a kid. Maybe we should try camping." And I was like, okay, I've been camping and I don't particularly like that. But if we were going to talk camper, yeah, we could revisit that kind of scenario. And he knocked it out of the park. We found this travel trailer on Craigslist.
Wow.
Revamped Lucy style. And like, let's not kid ourselves. We're glamping.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's right. Not under a tent.
It's definitely glamping. But okay, here's a question. Do you have at least one random rock in your trailer?
Oh, she has plenty. I saw her YouTube video on her website.
Because I was like, you have to. Yeah. It's not
No, they're all like, you know, softball size or smaller.
Yeah.
So it's not to distribute the weight like Lucy was trying to do. Tacy was trying to do.
Definitely made it funny in the movie, but things fly around in campers. So
We had our fair share of that when we took it out for the very first time. Different things were like, I guess we should anchor that down. Yeah. Or didn't know that wasn't going to stay on the shelf. Good to know.
So have you, I'm sure you have, just had any of those experiences that mirror the movie? I mean that just you're not really trying to, but suddenly it's lopsided and things are flying out of the, you know, cabinets and stuff.
Luckily, no mud pit, even though that's
so good.
Favorite scene in the movie. But the very first time we took it out, our microwave, we do have a couple of modern conveniences, even though they are retro styled.
I love those.
And it came off the shelf and we heard it as we were driving. Well, we didn't know what it was, and it heard this big thunk, and it's like, oh,
that could be a number of things.
Pulled over and it was like, oh my gosh, guess we should frame that. I mean, it was like when she was like, I had Mr. So-and-so make these little wedges. It's like, oh, we need to do that.
But you haven't ruined any in-laws porches or any driveways or
their arbors.
No,
poor Grace.
The rose bushes. Oh, that is the most cringeworthy scene every time.
It's really sad. And he's like, no, just give the check back because we're not going to need this. But I wanted to defreeze.
Listen, I have to say that I'm really glad that your RV trailer and everything is based off of a movie I've watched.
Oh yeah, because she hasn't watched most of the Lucy.
No, not most. That's the only one I have watched.
Man, we got to get you on some films.
Yeah, she's got some catching up to do.
I'm working on it. There's so much going on, but
we'll edit this out.
People need to know. Like, I'm not perfect.
Is this the whole Lucy theme? Is it just yourself that started it and your husband kind of went along? Or did you magically meet and these two people love the vintage and the Lucy things? Because I love that he goes along. I'm saying goes along like it's your thing. So how did you meet and how did that come, you know, that idea come across for both of you?
We are both theater people, if that didn't already come across.
Wow. Yeah. There you go. You answered it.
We figured it all out.
I should say we met in musical theater, and that would probably answer all of your questions.
Yes.
But we started doing theater together. We technically met during Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, and I distinctly remember saying hi to him backstage, but he was Adam Ponopy, and I was just one of the brides. Maybe I wasn't on his radar. And then a few months later, we ended up playing opposite each other, doing Marion and Harold Hill and The Music Man. Oh. And I just didn't let him out of my sight after that.
Yeah, he was done. That's awesome. And all of these items, I'm sure they're all from vintage stores, what you used for your trailer.
Oh, yes.
Thrift shops.
A lot of fun thrifting and antiquing and... It's kind of become this thing where between the tea room and our trailer, people, I feel like we've become people's like, I found this in my garage and I know you guys like this type of stuff. I'm like, I will take all of your antiques and vintage goodies, especially
Erica.
Thank you.
We need that for my IV plate set. That's awesome.
Yeah, she loves this. She's on a hunt for finding
the IV set.
That you see on I Love Lucy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they always seem to be washing the same, the same plate. Like, so. That's awesome. Now,
any of your fans are on the, keep them all on a lookout for it.
Now, do you do just appearances as Lucy? Do you do, I know you do performances. I saw the Underneath the Bamboo Tree on your website. It was pretty awesome. I went and sang along with it because.
Yay!
Yeah. No, we're not doing that now.
No. Oh, okay.
So, do you do just appearances like for photos and things, and or do you have like a show that you're scheduled throughout the country?
Yeah, we have a Lucy Desi tribute show, but that is songs, skits, and lots of great like history and trivia bits that we perform. Like we actually perform in a lot of retirement homes, or we do. At the tea room, we have a Valentine's Lucy tea, and then we also take it around with our camper to like festivals and campgrounds around the country.
You are living the dream.
There's a campground 10 minutes away from me.
We've talked about putting together like a little tour. So we usually go down to Granville, Tennessee. They're known as the Mayberry of the South, and they do a Lucy Day. So we've started going down there every spring to do our Lucy show there, and we want to make a little tour out of it. It's like, why not? We're already right on the road. We got everything.
Yeah.
Now you must get bombarded with people when you go to Jamestown. I mean, people must just flock to you for photos and things.
I think I freaked some people out this past trip because it's the perfect spooky kind of rainy afternoon. We had just left the museum and I wanted to go and see her gravesite. And I was in full on the lashes, everything, because we've got some photos at the museum and there's hardly anybody else there. And all of a sudden, Jeff and I walk up to the gravesite and there were people that were taking pictures and they turned around. I'm like,
oh no. Wow.
She's come back.
She's here. And then they go and tell their stories and no one will believe it. She was there.
And this is where she decided to come to her own gravesite.
I was like, that was kind of cool. I hope I didn't freak them out, but maybe it was kind of a special moment.
Now, I see that you also met Lucy Arnaz. What was that like? I mean, what did she think of the whole?
I was flabbergasted.
Jealous.
It was 3 years ago now. We went to the opening of the National Comedy Center, which is in Jamestown. Mm-hmm. Fabulous museum. And we had just performed during like the public market, and we had had on our full gear and everything. Jeff was in his tux and top hat, or his straw boater and everything like that. And we were walking through the museum, and a couple that we had met earlier in the day kind of elbowed us and were like, hey, you might want to double back a few rooms because Lucy Arnaz is walking through the museum.
Like, say less.
Okay. So we kind of were walking through, and she had a couple of staff with her, and we both saw each other at the same time, and she goes, oh my God. We were like, hi. Very nice to meet you, like Miss Arnaz. And she was so nice. She was like, can I get my picture with you guys? And I go, I'm sorry, can we get a picture with you? It's real life. And yeah. I'll never forget, she elbowed Jeff and she goes, my dad would have killed for those shoes. He had these black and white spectator shoes on. And it was just like, did this just happen?
Wow. That's really awesome. And then I think you also met Keith Thibodeau.
Yes. Yeah.
Nicest guy.
Yes. And like, okay, this is the closest we will ever get to meeting Lucy and Desi, meeting Lucy and then meeting Keith. It's just like, okay, that was,
yeah,
that's all me.
yeah. We had him on, and it was just like, Zivo and I were talking. It's the last, you know, anything we have left of the show. And that's, you know, he's a part of history and could not have been nicer.
It was great to talk to him.
I got to see him play the drums when we were in Granville, Tennessee for Lucy Fest. And it was just there's little Ricky playing the drums.
casual. yeah. And I mean, because I'm, you know, here in the LA area, and there's so many places you can visit that, you know, have touched the life of Lucy. I mean, her homes in Palm Springs and, you know, Desi's ranches and things like that. So there's a lot of history here, but it's better when you're mingling with other people who have the same, you know, the same love of Lucy, really. Yeah. And now, what's one of the, like, the best places that have encountered or visited, or is Jamestown really the peak because it's all things Lucy there?
I mean, it's pretty cool to go see the museum. I would start off the day, go and see the museum, because the first half is all, like, you see her iconic clothes. Mm-hmm. You see the costume she wore. Now you can walk on the set of their living room, mm-hmm, and their kitchen. And for an, like, additional $10 package deal, you can get photos taken on the set. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing.
Take my money.
Like, take all my money.
Take it all. That's awesome.
Go through all of the show pieces and the sets and the costumes and the props. And then the other half of the museum is all about Lucy and Desi. And you can listen to a narrated tour that's given by Lucy Arnaz. So it's just like, start there, and then you can go see Lucy's childhood home, the home where she grew up on. Mm-hmm. You can go to Celeron Park and see the Lucy statue, also the creepy Lucy statue, which is still there.
Still there.
We'll see it.
Yeah. It's something that needs to be seen and then not seen.
And then forgotten.
And see, you know, her final resting place. It's just, if you're a Lucy fan, you gotta go.
Now, I do know that for some time before she was even in the Jamestown area, she was in an LA cemetery, just, you know, per her wishes. And maybe it was a, you know, touristy decision to you know, have her go out there. But yeah, she was just in a little space here in LA. Also, your wardrobe. I mean, just your wardrobe alone, when you're not even being Lucy, because I, you know, stalked your Instagram. And when I see those clothes, it's like, wow. Now, how did that love of vintage clothing to wear normally come about? Or is it just, that's how you grew up?
Where to start with that one? I always joke that line, we're going to need a trailer for the trailer.
Yeah.
Need a trailer for my clothes. It's kind of obscene, but I don't know. I think it probably stems from, I went to a Catholic girls, you know, grade school and high school, and it was uniforms 24/7. Mm-hmm. And I think once I got out of there, it was just like, all the clothes all the time. Growing up watching Lucy and watching all of the movies that were on Turner Classic, like, I live for the 20s through 40s aesthetic.
Yeah.
I mean, the fashion then was just the fits, the colors, the style. I love that old Hollywood glamour. So it kind of was like, okay, look at this antique shop. Oh, look at that dress. Okay, let me try this out. And then it just kind of became, this is what I enjoy wearing. This is what I like to go look for. And now it's just second nature. I love
it. Yeah, you're right. And during that era, it, just to go to, I don't know, a drugstore, you would dress up. It's not like today, we're just throwing on in the pajamas or some sweats to go to the store. Much like traveling on an airplane, it was always a moment of glamour. And, you know, that's why Ethel couldn't go on the train in her blue jeans, because you're not going to be caught dead wearing that.
Put on your Sunday best. We're going to Sears. Like,
I love that.
Always the hats, the gloves. I mean, everything. You looked like you were going to the theater if you were just going to the post office. I love that.
And so your family is all aware and on board. Your friends and everyone just knows that you are just Lucy all the time. Well, not Lucy, but vintage.
Oh, yes. And then a handful that are like, oh, is there a show or where are you going? Is there a party?
I'm just watching TV.
Just go into my living room.
Yeah. Especially last year. I mean, I lived just to dress up and I seriously walked to the post office. They probably, my post office probably thinks I'm crazy. I was short of going to in a ball gown. Just
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of random photos of you that you are not even aware of. People have taken. I love that. Now, your favorite I Love Lucy or any Lucy shows or movies of yours? I guess, top favorites.
Wait. Before you answer that, I'm sorry. I Love Lucy, the Lucy show, Here's Lucy. I always ask people, which of those is your favorite?
I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Most people say I Love Lucy. And that's fair. I get it. I respect it.
In all fairness, I need to revisit the other shows, but I mean, when you get the Fab Four and the great writing, there's no beating that.
Yeah. The chemistry with the four is very hard to recreate, I think, elsewhere. Yeah.
Okay. So favorite.
Best lines. I love the things they had Fred say and the way he delivered them. It was great.
Because it felt so natural, because I think that was just him. Much like Desi.
This is what he'd say.
Yeah. It's like when they probably wrote Desi and the script didn't call for, you know, an accent change. He just suddenly, that's just his accent, which only Lucy was able to mock, you know.
Well, okay, so back to favorite Lucy, I Love Lucy
episode.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, favorite episode.
Or a few, and maybe one that you don't like so much.
Okay.
Everyone has one, at least one.
The freezer, and I love Aunt Martha's salad dressing.
I love
too
that
many
one.
Old fashions, yes.
So you like the freezer? You like the freezer one?
Yes.
Okay.
There's something about that makeup and just getting into that situation. I mean, of course, I love Vitamina Vegemin. I mean, that one still puts me in stitches, even though I've seen it 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. I mean, that one just across the board is favorite. But there's something about her expressions when she gets caught in that freezer and then those icicles that are hanging down.
She comes like a step forward at the end.
And then when you set the blanket on and she's like, unplug me, grab the camera, come down to the world's largest barbecue.
Yeah, just burst into tears after that. I love that.
I have to say, I think you can tell the level of someone's love by their favorite episode. And if they say Vitavita Vegemin, I'm like,
Yeah. Or the Chocolate Factory.
It can be. Yeah. Right. Those two are like,
but within but it, like, when it's an obscure
it can
one.
Be, but maybe say something else. Like
Now your least favorite one, because
least favorite.
Yeah, those are always fun.
Oh, the last one. Just because it was the last one when she's the weather girl. And I didn't like the storyline with her and Desi, kind of like two ships in the night that just never
She was the Girl Friday, right? For
It's like elements of her being that Girl Friday, but it was And maybe just because it was the last one, that it was like.
Oh, I think the last one was Lucy Meets the Mustache with Ernie Kovacs.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. But
oh, we watched those last couple of episodes, but I'll call it the Girl Friday one then.
Yeah.
Being together.
Yeah. And if you read or listen to Desi's autobiography, it's very much like that when they were first married, ships in the night. They would meet off of, I don't know if it's Benedict Canyon or some road where one was leaving. Desi was just leaving from the, you know, his performances, and Lucy was on the way to set, and just, you know, they were two ships in the night. So it's just a lot of that. And probably in the Long, Long Trailer was similar to that. She wanted to stay close to him, so because he had to travel, you know. But so your least favorite one, Ziva, I think you've told us.
She cries wolf.
Oh yeah, you didn't like that.
And a lot of people she doesn't understand that.
Yeah, she doesn't like the way they treat her.
I don't like the ending of it. It just it irks me. It like, I don't know. I'm just like, okay, good vibes. All right.
Yeah.
Like, I get, but like, she's also supposed to be your best friend, so like, you know, she does crazy things like that, so like, maybe don't be awful to her. Like, I don't know. So,
and mine is always been the Scotland one, because the singing and the
I'm in love with the dragon singer.
Yes. Sorry, we just made that worse for you.
Okay, you and I need to like record, because I think we can record one of those songs, and Erica, that will be a Christmas present.
Why would you do that?
You're like, really? Why? I hate it. No. Get me nothing.
Fred and Ethel's dragon costume.
Yeah.
So yes.
I'll come to Ohio, we'll build that and film this. Best worst Christmas present ever.
Like, what is this? Wow, that's crazy. And so I know that you, I mean, there's fans, levels of fandom for Lucy and Lucille Ball as the person. Do you feel yourself only being a fan of the art that she created, or of the businesswoman as well?
As a fellow businesswoman, I love hearing that side of her. I mean, we have so many shows, so many practices just in the industry that we wouldn't have had if it hadn't have been for Lucille Ball.
Reruns. Human. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, she was such a savvy businesswoman. And I know, like, in different accounts that I've read, she's gotten a bad rap here and there, but she knew what she wanted. She worked gosh darn hard at it. Mm-hmm. And made it happen. So I have nothing but huge respect for her going toe-to-toe with some of the biggest in the industry.
A male-dominated industry at the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I think we talked about this, and I think a lot of her previously, Erica and I, that a lot of her bad rap comes from the fact that she was a woman. She had to be the way that she was to advance her career and to become what she became. Because if she was anything else, she wouldn't have survived in that world, you know?
Yeah, and I've heard her express in interviews that she didn't want to. That was Desi's thing, you know? And once that ended, she had no choice but to step into it and probably emulate who he was at the time. And people would take that as less than favorable because she's, you know, all suddenly is commanding that perfection, because she's very much a perfectionist. And so she's commanding, you know, the lights be perfect, this be perfect. Why is that there? Questioning everything, and much more stern than she wanted to be. But that's why we're talking about her all these years later.
Exactly. And why she's still popular and why her shows are around. I mean, between her and Desi, they had such great business and work ethic that it's astounding.
Yeah. Yeah. And how does your husband like being Desi on on the shows?
He is the trooper of all. I mean, he came up with our tribute show, researched all the history, recorded it, put this little show together, and he's got a conga drum now. So the day that came in the mail, I was like, okay, now it's legit.
No, it's official.
The drum, you are in on this.
Wow, that's awesome that you guys do that. And where do you go next?
Let's see. I guess we're booked to go back down in Granville. I believe it's next April, and that'll be on their page. It's Visit Granville down in Tennessee. It's gorgeous, just right on this lake. And it's kind of like, you know, like Main Street in Disney with all the cute houses and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You can tour the museum. So we'll be heading down there and then hopefully back for Lucy Fest. I know it's been canceled the last 2 years, but yeah. Keep your hopes for Jamestown 2022. My gosh, is that right? 2022.
Yeah, it feels like so long from now, but yeah, that's August, right? For her birthday, around her birthday time. They can find all your information on the Technicolor Life website.
Yes, there. Okay. And then our Instagram is probably the most up-to-date, is the Not So Long trailer, but between our Technicolor Life and that Instagram, we try to keep it fun.
I love it. It is just, that's great. It's so colorful. It really is just, it's a beautiful, you know, page, because those scenic places behind you are just stunning, and your red hair and your outfits, it's just, it's beautiful.
But out for Jeff for doing all the photos. He pretty much, I'm looking at him now, monitoring that page. It makes me look good.
I have one final question personally, and that is, if I guess it could be any episode, but if you want to do one of your favorite episodes and come back and chat with us, is that something you're interested in?
Absolutely. I could chat with you guys for hours. Yes.
Okay.
Because we do a breakdown
We do the breakdowns of every episode. So
one of your favorite ones. Yeah. Yes.
So when we get to the freezer one, you'll get a message from us.
We'll find your DMs again. Hey.
Count me in.
So Carrie Ketterman, thank you so much for joining us. Her Instagram, like she said, is the Not So Long Trailer. And on her website, the Technicolor Life blog is where you can find, you know, all the information and videos of them. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Yeah,
it was great to talk to you.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
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 A huge thank you to Carrie Ketterman for joining us, and thanks guys for listening. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Audible, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. We also have a YouTube channel under Having a Ball Podcast, and you can find us on all your social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, under Having a Ball or Having a Ball Podcast or Having a Ball Pod. Thanks guys.